Vitrasu, real estate, to Indra. I spoke about this there, in some places. Our Gurudev also used to say, remember, Vitrasu's speech is saying to Indra. Indra came with thunderbolt. And that the bolt, thunderbolt was built by the desire of Hari, Srimad Supreme Lord, and by the bones of Dadiji Muni, a great saint, to kill Vitrasu. He came there. But before that, Devaraj Indra, when he saw, without fighting, Vitrasu killed many soldiers by only moving on them. When he made a loud roaring sound, by that all the soldiers fell flat on the ground. And he was moving on the ground and all the soldiers were killed by the pressure of it. Then he could not tolerate it. Although Vitrasu is the, and came out from the oblation of Rastimuni, brother of Vishwaru. For that reason he was thinking, he is also Brahmin, I killed Vishwarup, I had so much difficulty. When Vitrasu made this, then he, to kill Vitrasu, threw her one mace, very powerful demon to be killed by that. But Vitrasu, to hold of this, held it by left hand and retaliated on the Airavat elephant, over which Indra was there, mounting on the Airavat. And so strong by his left hand that there were rolling after 28 hands, Saptadhanu will fell down. And profusely bleeding that elephant. By seeing that, Vitrasu did not see anything. Now, they are in a very weak, bad condition. King of the paradise, heaven, he was also very in an awkward position because he was always rolling. And there was so much blood was oozing out from the mouth and the head of the elephant. Then he said, no, you should do it. Let them be prepared. Even demons have that sort of thinking at that time. They are demons. No, now it is not good. When he will become all right, then he shall fight. Now we are killing innocent persons. Most heinous, most abominable. We cannot think about this. Children, anybody, innocent person. Even demons could not do this in ancient times. Did not do this. Let them be prepared, then I shall fight. After that, Devaraj Indra, with his necrine hand form, he healed the injury of elephant, and he sat on the elephant, mounted on the elephant, and was all are seeing, all the demigods and all the demons they are seeing, they are praising Vitrasu, very powerful, praising. And he was very much ashamed. Then Vitrasu said, what you are thinking? You have got with you thunderbolt to kill me. I know that it was built by the desire of Hari and by the skeleton of Dadichi Muni. All power of Dadichi Muni in that skeleton is there. You go hurry down, I shall die. It will be for my benefit. I have got this demon body because of the curse. I shall go to my to the lotus feet of mine. Revered Supreme Lord. It will be very big for me, and you will get your, you will be powerless, you will be carefree if I die, and you will get your paradise. Then you are said very much astonished. Nobody wants to die. And he is saying, if you heard that thunderbolt, Vikrasura will die. Oh, yes. He has got the tactics of retaliating. So, getting paradise, the property of paradise, he is saying, you throw and he will retaliate, then I shall die. He's for that reason. And he was very much puzzled and could not take any decision. Then said, why? What was your thinking? Yes, you are also worshipper of God. I am also worshipper. But God will not give me paradise. Pumshang kulekanta dhiyang shakanam ja sampada divibhu shayam narati the desh uddega adhi madah kulir basanam sampraya. Here, Vittasura is saying very minutely, our Guru Maharaj used to say this several times. Remember this. One who has got one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord, and Supreme Lord knows him, his own person, dear person, his devotee. He will not give the wealth of paradise heaven, or the wealth of world, or the wealth of nether world to his devotee, whom he loves.